Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Hey Omud Beis. And we begin a brand new siman, Shin Tes Zayin, which is in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin the discussion about trapping on Shabbos. Tseido HaAsura VaMuteres B'Shabbos. What is constituting the issur of trapping, of capturing something, an animal on Shabbos, and where is it permissible? So the Mechaber begins with Sif Aleph. Hatzod Tzipor Dror. If a person goes and he captures a wild bird, that's literally what Tzipor Dror means, but here it's usually referred to as a sparrow. And how does he capture this bird? Hatzod Tzipor Dror Limigdol. He brings it into a tower-like structure. Shunitzobo. And by bringing the bird inside that structure, the bird is essentially captured. Or alternatively, Ushar Tziporim, or if he captures other types of birds by bringing them into their respective structures, or, doesn't have to be a bird, Utsvi Labayis, or he brings a deer into a house, or Olebevor, that's some sort of an enclosure for which the animal is considered trapped inside of it. A bevor, literally, as the Mishnah Berurah will tell us in Sivkutin Beis, is a structure that's attached to a house that's usually fenced off in some way. In any event, all of these, the tzipor drawer, the other tziporim, a deer, or theoretically any other animal, if you put it into an enclosure, shehem nitzodibo, that it's now considered trapped with inside this enclosure, chayev. That is the issa daraisa of trapping on Shabbos. However, vim eino nitzodibo, but if it's not considered trapping on a daraisa level, it still is osur, potter aval osur, it still is forbidden on a derabbanan level, but not on a daraisa level. We'll explain this more when we do the Mishnah Berurah inside, but first let's start off with the Chafetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Hatzot Tzipor Dror. So he tells us to look in the Prima Gadim, where he explains that Tzipor Dror Hem Haktanim Biyoser Hadorim Bianfei Ilan Umishorim. This is a very small type of bird, amongst the smallest birds that exist. It lives inside the branches of a tree, and it is a singing type of a bird. Umeirov katna, because of its small size of this type of a sparrow or bird, nishmetes mizovis lazovis vikosha litovsa. It will jump from one corner to another corner of a room, and it's very difficult to capture it. However, as opposed to torim ubnei yona, various types of pigeons, hein b'chlal shar tziporim, that's included in the other birds, shezochar ha-mechaber, that the mechaber mentioned. Now we'll go look inside the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. He writes, what are we talking about here when he's trapping this sparrow inside this tower? It means that he opened up the gate or the entranceway into this tower. He did various sorts of machinations over here, encouraging the bird, getting the bird somehow to go inside. Until the bird went inside this tower structure, and then he closed the door behind it. And the Mishnah Berurah says this includes afilu lo tefaso adayin biyado chayev. Even if you haven't yet gotten the bird in your hand, so to say, but you just closed the door behind it in this tower, that is enough to make you chayev. Because ki besagro hamigdol, when you close the door to this tower, nigmurat seda, that essentially completes the action of trapping this bird. However, avu b'mashich nisol abayis, but if you were to put it into a larger structure like a house, afilu abayis katan, even if it's a relatively small house, v'gam chalonosov stumim, and even if the windows are closed so the bird can't get out, adayin eino nitzo, that is not considered trapping it for this type of a very small bird. Shetivo shel hatzipor dror, because the natural nature, as we pointed already out in the Bir Halacha, the natural nature of such a sparrow, small bird like this, sheino makabel moris, it doesn't easily take upon itself subordination to its owner. Vidor bebayis kibesode, and it lives in the house just like it lives out in the field, flighting around wherever it wishes to. Shenishmat mizovis lazovis, it can go easily from corner to corner of this small house over here. Veinichol matavso, and you can't capture it. And therefore, v'lochein eino nikra tzeda midaraisa. Therefore, it's not called trapping it on a daraisa level. Trapping on a daraisa level means that you have actually trapped it, not that it's relatively easy to catch. Now, Dirshu foot number one adds over here from in an upcoming shir, Sif Hey, and he brings down Shafim Loasa Odom Pu'ulos Almanas Lahaknes Esatzvi. In that situation where it's talking about trapping a deer, even though you didn't do various sorts of activities to get the deer inside, but the deer did go inside even on its own, Elanichnes Esatzvi Miatzmo, Visagar Alova Odom Esadelis, and the person then closed the door behind it, that is also considered trapping, Chayav Mishum Tzeda on a Daraisa level. Shelo Tzuchuvus Avni Nezer adds, Kesheh Ha'odam Eino Rodev Achar HaBal Chayim, Lachniso Lobais. The person is not running after the animal to get it to come inside the house. However, La'acha Mikan, no aloso, but the animal goes inside, so to say, on its own volition, and he closes the door behind it. then in that situation, ein za av melocha el tolda. That's not an av melocha, but that is a tolda. That is a daraisa still, but not the av melocha. As opposed to mashe kein kein kishosu maisa lachniso. As opposed to if he actually does a maisa to encourage the animal inside, then that's the av melocha of tzeda. He then brings down further in the next paragraph from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. If you push the animal, encourage the animal to come into the house in some way, then that's considered, it's as if you did some sort of an action to the Baal Chaim itself. When I said you pushed it in, it didn't literally mean with your hands, but you cornered it in, you scared it in some way. In that situation, if you close the door behind this animal, you are over Nisa Daraisa, even though your intention in that situation may be to protect your house when you close the door. However, if the animal entered on its own, so to say, then you are allowed to close the door according to this opinion based upon the Rashba, that that's not an issur of trapping over here because your interest is in just protecting your house. You don't want to leave your door open and not entrapping the animal. So since you didn't encourage bringing the animal in, it's not considered trapping when you close the door behind it. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis, where the Mechaber explained that you trap this sparrow, this tzipor drawer, inside a tower. What is this tower made of? The Mishnah Berurah says, shel eitz, a wooden structure. V'nasa kikluv godol, it's like a large cage of some sort. Then the Mishnah Berurah defines what this beibor is. This beibor, mikre karpifios, hamukofim legadlum shom. This beibor is some sort of an enclosed area next to the house that is surrounded, it's mukof in some way, and you go and raise the animals over there. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, other animals are deer. Litzdodin k'tani, this is two separate statements over here. Ushar tziporim is one statement. Utzvi is another statement. The tziporim, in regards to birds, and likewise, the chemishar ofos, all other birds, not only what he terms tziporim, which, for example, we said is something like a tor or b'nei yonah, these various pigeons or doves, so it also includes shar ofos, all other birds. You're not chayiv, eino chayiv, akshi habebar v'abayis mekore. In this situation, in order for them to be considered trapped, you have to have this house over here have a ceiling over it, it has to have a roof over it, and gam kein v'gam chalonosov stumim, and the windows have to be closed over here, because otherwise yuchol avroch derech sham, because otherwise this bird will fly right out the open ceiling or out the window. However, as opposed to this, ubitzvi ushar chayos, in regards to the deer and other types of animals, chayiv, there you're chayiv for enclosing it in an area, afilu enam akori, even if there is no ceiling on top of it. And likewise, v'gam chalonosov pesuchim, even if it has windows or openings in the walls over here, the animal cannot get out through those areas, and therefore it still is considered trapped, even though for a bird, having windows that are open or a ceiling that is open would not be considered that the bird is trapped. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains when the Mechaber says that they're considered trapped in these situations, lafuke as opposed to im habayis v'habeber godol. If we're dealing over here with a very, very large house or a very large enclosed area over here, she'en yecholim letofso b'shechia achas, you'd be unable to catch this animal or this bird with one fell swoop, so to say. And in that situation, this shechia achas, which the Mishnah Berurah says is hainu beritza achas, with one grabbing at it, with one running at it, eletzorech li'nofesh kodim shagienu, but you have to rest before you try again to go and capture it. In this situation, if it's such a large area, such a large house, such a large enclosed ranch area, lo mikre tzeda deraisa, that's not called trapping on a deraisa level, even though afshu makori, even though there's a ceiling around it, that is not considered trapping deraisa. However, umimela, in this situation, if somebody then captures it, if you then go and grab it, it's not considered that it's already trapped and you're just holding it, but that's considered as if you're trapping it. And he says, where this will be discussed in greater detail. Dishah foot number 2 brings down, how big do we consider the house to be big enough that it's not considered having trapped it inside it? So Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita says that this shear is based upon what a typical person would be able to do in one fell swoop. What an average person with average skills and strength would be able to capture in one fell swoop is considered, that's within the domain that when you close the door on such a structure that the animal is already considered trapped. And he adds, we're talking about an average person over here, but he knows how to trap animals, and he would be able to grab it with one fell swoop. However, if we're talking that a normal person would not be able to grab it in one fell swoop, however, this person himself is a very big person, very strong person, an expert trapper, and he would be able to grab it with one fell swoop. So then Rav Nissen Karolitz is not sure if this is a chiyuv d'oraisa or not by just closing the door. On one hand, he theoretically can grab it in one fell swoop, so just closing the door should be considered trapping, but since most people would not be able to be considered trapping in this situation, maybe it's not considered trapping just by closing the door. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Hashola dog min hayom. If somebody goes and gathers in a fish from the sea, l'soch seful shemayim, and he causes the fish to go into a basin of water, that's also called trapping it over here, chayev. The Havitzeda, that is an Issa Darais over here of trapping, even though the fish is still swimming in this bowl of water, but that's considered having trapped the fish already. The equivalent, I guess, would be putting a fish into a bathtub. If you did this, so then in the olden days where they used to keep fish alive in a bathtub until they're ready to go and kill the fish for Shabbos, for example, so this was certainly a custom amongst many people that the fish would be alive in the bathtub, that would be considered that you trapped the fish already by putting it into the bathtub. However, but if you somehow got the fish to go from the larger lake or sea over here into a brecha of mayim, into some sort of a pool of water that is large enough that it's not considered having been trapped yet, lo havitzeda, that's not certainly say the deraisa. Shagam sham nishmat l'chorin l'tzdokin, because the fish can go into little cracks and holes at the bottom of this pool, and it's not considered yet trapped. The issue foot number three brings down, this is true even if it's a very small pool over here, because nechshavim hadogim kimchusarim tzeda, the fish are considered as if they're not yet captured, because they can easily still hide in these murky waters over here, and they'll be able to go into the little holes and cracks in the bottom of this pond, or this very small pool of water. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, we will learn more about this in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Gimel. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, hatsot ari, if a person captures a lion, it's not considered trapped, captured, eino chayev, you don't have an issur deraisa, ad sheyachnisenu lekipa shlo, until you put it in its cage, shu nasaba, in which it's really captured inside that. Because otherwise, the lion will easily be able to break out if he's not fully captured. The issue foot number four brings down the same idea. If a weak person captures a deer, it's not considered captured because of his weakness, because the tzvi can break away from him. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal writes, Sheitochen she'enu nechshav kinitzot, in this situation, the animal is not considered captured over here, and it's similar to the yari, which even though you have the yari, it's not considered captured until you actually get it into its enclosure and lock the door. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sivkot and Hay that when we said Potter Avalasser, that while it may not be forbidden on a deraisa level, it's still also on a rabbanan level, if you haven't really captured it as we had in the first part. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says, this statement, Potter Avalasser, al kol hasifkoi, goes on everything that we learned in the sif that's not an issa deraisa. For example, v'alkein, tzipor dror, if you have a sparrow, shenichnas labayis, derech hapesach o achalon, you have a sparrow that flies into your house through an open window, or through the door. So Alpha Gav Shainu Nitzod Sham, even though it's not considered captured in this house, Mikol Makum, nevertheless, also Liskor HaPesach VeYachalon, on a Durabonim level, you're not allowed to close the window or the door, and therefore the bird is considered partially trapped. The issue foot number five, however, does bring down, if it's a very big house, you have a mansion over here, so then, if you don't even realize that there's a bird in the house over here, it's such a big house, so then you could close the door or the window, according to Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. He further brings down for Menis and Karolitz Shlita that if a person just stands in the open doorway, is that considered that you've trapped the animal or not? And he says, Vafilu kishein kavod aso litzeda, even if you're not intending over here to capture the animal, but by your standing there, it's going to prevent the animal from going out, so maybe that is considered capturing, but he's not sure. However, just to walk past the doorway and stand there for a second as you're walking in or out or passing it by, that is certainly not considered trapping, and that would be considered mutter. Because your action over here doesn't have the status of being a malacha of tzeda, not even on a durabonim level. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who now adds an additional factor. You're not allowed to close the window if this bird comes into your house, we just said, that would be trapping durabonim. However, ubizman hakar, what happens if it's very cold outside and you want to close the window? Sheish tsar tsina o tsar acher. It's cold in the house and it's painful to you, or there's some other reason. It's windy, it's blowing out stuff. Whatever you do, you don't want to have the window open. So then he brings down kosav hachayodim, the muta linol. Then in that situation, you'd be allowed to close the window or the door, assuming, of course, main kavanaso rak lahatzel minakar, since your intention over here is to get out of the cold, to prevent the cold from coming in, so therefore you're allowed to do this. Obviously, you don't intend to trap the bird at all. Veinorotza klal betzedes hatzipar. The issue foot number six brings down from the Ksosa Shulchan that if you are able to do any sort of imagination to get the bird out of the house before you close the window, that would certainly be preferred. Why is this mechanism over here that you're closing the door or the window to prevent the cold from coming in not considered trapping? So the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kivan the ain boat say the deraisa. This certainly is not considered trapping on a deraisa level. Afal gav the heavy psik reisha with the rabbanon. Even though bottom line is you've closed the window, there's no egress now for the bird to get outside. So this is a psik reisha that the bird is trapped inside, and this is a psik reisha of the rabbanon because the bird's not really trapped over here. This is considered permissible as brought down the reasoning in Dishavut number 8. based upon Rav Nissen Karlovich Shlita, is telling us Shahol ve'ein hutzod es habal chayim tzedo gemura b'skiras adelis. You haven't really trapped the animal by closing the door; it's flying all over the place. Elarak mitzamtze mismakomo umakariv tzedoso. You made it a little bit easier to trap this bird when you eventually do try to trap this bird. In this situation, lo asru chachamim ma'isazeh, the rabbis didn't forbid you to close the window if your intention isn't to trap the bird, but just to protect yourself from the cold. And based upon this, he adds, mitamzeh, lisgor balchayim b'cheder misuyim, to enclose an animal inside a set space, kishein kavanaso elo shlo yikonin selcheder acher, to prevent the animal just from going into another room, so you lock the door on it in this room. Also, in that situation, it would be permissible, kivin shein kavanaso letzimtzum makoma. You're not intending to trap it over here, you just don't want it to go into the other room. However, that's the opinion of Nissen Karlovich Shlita. The Ketzos HaShulchan disagrees, and he brings down Shemutu Liskoris Adelis Mipnei Shehutu Psikresha Delo Ichpatle Beisad Rabbanon Bemokum Tsar. He says the reason that you're allowed to do this is because, so what if it's a Psikresha? It's a Psikresha that you don't care about. And when you're dealing with an Issad Rabbanon, if it's a Psikresha Delo Ichpatle that you have no interest in, you don't care about it, in the Mokum Tsar, in the setting of pain or discomfort, the rabbis never forbade it. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Avu B'shar Chai of Oaf. But when you're dealing with other animals or birds, the shayach bo tzeda d'arayz of a bais, that do have an iser of tzeda potentially in a house of this size, and as a d'arayza, as opposed to the sparrow, which is not a d'arayza in a house, then osir, then it would be forbidden, afal gav sheinu mechavin klal, even though you have no intention of trapping the bird, a large bird, or certainly an animal, that is considered trapped d'arayza by your closing the door or window, that is a psikresha, and even though it's a psikresha that you really don't care about, you just wanted to shut the door so that the cold doesn't come in, for this larger animal or larger bird, it is considered trapped d'arayza, and here, the psikresha, the fact that it's going to happen automatically, that makes it an issa d'arayza. With that, we conclude today's shiur.